This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the winter session. The Ministry of Rural Development highlighted that this marks a significant milestone in the transformation of rural employment policy. The Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act replaces the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega, 2005. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill is the next step forward of MG Narega in favour of development and the poor. The minister stated this in a video message shared on social media platform.
Now there is a guarantee of 125 days of work and the provision of unemployment allowance has been further strengthened if work is not provided. If wages are paid late, there is a provision to give additional compensation. There is also a special provision under which administrative expenses have been increased from 6% to 9%. This amount will ensure that our colleagues involved in implementing the work, such as panchayat secretaries, employment assistant and technical staff, receive their salaries on time so that they can carry out the work properly.
Early in the day, the agriculture minister at an event in New Delhi said the government will introduce a bill against fake fertilizers and pesticides in the next session of parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister Modi said, in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve neighbouring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports and generate substantial employment opportunities.
Assam ki jo taakat Ahom samrajya ke daur mein thi, viksit Bharat mein Assam vaisi hi taakatvar bhumi banayenge. Naye udyogon ki shuruaat, आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण, सेमीकंडक्टर्स, उसकी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, कृषि के क्षेत्र में नए अवसर, टी गार्डन्स और उनके वर्कर्स की उन्नति, पर्यटन में बढ़ती संभावनाएं, असम हर क्षेत्र में आगे बढ़ रहा है.
India has clarified that there was no attempt to breach the fence or create a security situation, but protesters gathered outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi. Responding to a media query, the Minister of External Affairs, MEA, said that about 20 to 25 youth had gathered in front of the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday to raise slogans in protest against the horrendous killing of Dipu Chandra Das in Memansingh, Bangladesh. The MEA said misleading propaganda has been spread in sections of the Bangladesh media on the incident and mentioned that visual evidence of these events is available publicly for all to see. The MEA stated that India continues to keep a close watch on the evolving situation in the neighbouring country and has conveyed to them India's strong concerns at the attacks on minorities. New Delhi has also urged that the perpetrators of the barbaric killing of Dipu Chandra Das be brought to justice. In Maharashtra, counting is underway for 253 of the 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats. Early trends indicate ruling Mahayuti alliance gaining edge in the civic polls. The BJP has already secured 3 seats unopposed, with councillors and presidents elected without contest in Rondaicha Municipal Council in Dhule and Angar Nagar Panchayat in Solapur, while the Jammer Municipal President was also elected unopposed. The Airports Authority of India, AAI, has issued an advisory warning of delays and changes in the flight operations due to reduced visibility as dense fog gripped North India today. The IMD has issued orange alerts for dense fog conditions for large parts of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar and Jharkhand till tomorrow. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In cricket, Pakistan lifted the Under-19 Asia Cup, defeating India by 191 runs in Dubai today. Put into bat, Pakistan posted 347 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, India bowled out for 156 runs in 26.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.